Please be seated. Pretty full on gospel. Jesus going into the wilderness and being tempted. Actually, in our collect today, we ask God to lead us through the wilderness. Very important point that we're led through the wilderness because we are tested on our faithfulness to God, who leads us all into the ministry he calls us to. So I've called this actually the three ifs, but I'll begin with prayer. Lord our Father, when temptation comes a-knocking, may Jesus guide and lead us into his likeness. In this Lent, we lift up our hearts to you, our Father, so that you can form us into your worthy vessels. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, especially now in this season of Lent. O Lord, our rock and our deliverer. Amen. So Jesus, full of the Spirit, is led into the wilderness. Jesus had just been baptized by John, where the Holy Spirit had descended on Jesus. Then Jesus is led into the desert for 40 days, mirroring the Israelites' 40 years in the desert. Like the Israelites, this is a time of trial and preparation, leading him into the ministry God has prepared him for. Like Jesus, the Spirit of God remained with the Israelites in their wilderness. So in Deuteronomy 8, verse 2, we see that Moses says to the Israelites, remember that these 40 years the Lord your God will lead you all the way in the wilderness so that he might humble you and test you in order to know what your heart, that what was in your heart, whether or not you would keep his commands, that is, to obey him. Because they were called by God to bring his abundant grace to all other nations. In our 40 days, we're working on this, we have a temperamental sound system. I will persevere. In our 40 days of Lent, this is our time to lift our hearts to God and ask him to know our hearts and to cleanse us from anything that would block our relationship with him. Now, during Jesus' time of isolation and fasting, Satan confronts him and presents three ifs. If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread. If you bow down and worship me, all these kingdoms will be yours. And if you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here and call the angels to save you. Now, saying if implies that Satan knows that Jesus has a choice. He knew actually who Jesus was, the Son of God. But in these temptations, he is appealing to Jesus' humanity. Yet by the power of the Holy Spirit through his divinity, Jesus was well connected to the will of his Father in heaven. Praise God for that. The temptations would tempt Jesus to rely on himself, disregarding his reliance on God his Father. This has been humanity's downfall since Eden, believing that they can rely on their own wisdom, short-selling themselves of God's immeasurable wisdom. And don't we all need this? Jesus' reply to the temptations each time points to the authority of his Father. God's ways are not our ways. In the first instance, he retorts Satan, man shall not live by bread alone. Now Matthew 4:4, the full text is recorded, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. Jesus is quoting from Moses' words, again from Deuteronomy 8:3. He humbled you And in your hunger, he gave you manna to eat, which neither you nor your fathers had known, so that you might understand that man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. We do need to rely on God's words to us, because our spiritual integrity and our spiritual sustenance comes from him alone. I'll repeat that. Our spiritual integrity and our spiritual sustenance comes from our Father God alone. We cannot do anything to conjure up anything like that. It is God who imparts this into our souls. To create stones into bread was to abuse God's power to satisfy a selfish thing that would not last. Sadly, there have been people who call themselves God's servants, yet they have for centuries fallen into the trap of misusing God's authority for their own self-satisfaction. We too can disregard God's grace and the needs of others in order to satisfy or justify ourselves. In the second temptation, Satan had no authority to give the kingdom, any kingdom, to Jesus, when all kingdoms and principalities come under God. Jesus knew that he served his Father and no other. What need did he have beyond this? Yet throughout history, we have seen people who have been given great authority look over kingdoms with greed to possess them at any cost. Indeed, they have bowed down to Satan as their Lord. We too can be enticed by the things of this world, power or riches or roles of authority, that can lead us to be obsessed with them. We make them our God and our identity. It is in Christ we give all to be identified with him. So in Deuteronomy 8, 17 and 19, Moses warns the Israelites, "You might say in your heart, 'The power and strength of my hands have made this wealth for me.' But remember that it is the Lord your God who gives you the power to gain wealth in order to confirm his covenant that he swore to your fathers even on this day. If you ever forget the Lord your God and go after other gods to worship and bow down to them, I will testify against you today that you will surely perish." Jesus didn't need to get angels to save him from a fall just to prove to Satan that Jesus had God's authority. Jesus does not need to prove God, when it is God who proves himself through Jesus' life and ministry. His reply to Satan is a statement of faith. And he quotes from Deuteronomy 6:16, and David recalls it in the Psalms 7-9, and I like to read the psalm because it puts it beautifully. "Come, let us bow down in worship and let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, the flock under his care. Today, if only you would hear his voice." That's interesting. Last Sunday it was listen. God said listen to him in the scriptures. And now here it says, "If only you would hear his voice. Do not harden your hearts as you did at Meribah, as you did at the day of Massah in the wilderness, where your ancestors tested me. They tried me, though they had seen what I did. When they were thirsty in the wilderness, even though God had showed them his faithfulness to them, in so many ways they doubted God was even with them and wanted proof. Today we only need to prove that God is with us by allowing him to shine through our lives. When we are obedient to this, then people will look upon us and see the presence of God within us. God aptly proves himself simply by us following his way and his word with a humble and sincere heart, not through cheap stunts. Jesus shares dominion over all the world with God. He became the king of many hearts when he destroys Satan's curse of death over us all. God's church would be established, a new kingdom within God's kingdom, if only all people realized the power this kingdom has and gives to all those who choose to belong in it. This knowledge is given to us all and is what gives us the understanding of how we belong to God. We do not give this up for a quick fix or to have power over others or to cheapen our faith. We do not have to prove God's authority because we live out his authority through our obedience and our love to him. Jesus' divinity and humanity were entwined with God's authority because of his obedience to God. It is why he so aptly demonstrates this in his responses to Satan. Through Jesus' obedience, even to the cross, we too, as believers, now have the right to enter with our humanity into God's divinity so that we are led by the Holy Spirit. This is our first Sunday of Lent, a time where we lift our hearts to God with intentional prayer and fasting, seeking God to continue to work and transform in us as we ask him to make our hearts more Christ-like. Let us remember that we are made holy and set apart for his kingdom and for God to dwell within us. So let us humbly thank God for his grace that is so mercifully given to us. And today, in our communion together, when we come to say the Lord's Prayer, reflect deeply those words in that prayer, because everything I've shared this morning echoes what the Lord's Prayer says. And I'll pray. Dear Father in heaven, your power, your majesty, and your authority is given to us. Help us to understand what this means. Help us never to abuse or misuse it, to be able to share your love with others, and to know that we belong to you in every aspect of our lives. Amen.